This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. Moments ago, the Kansas City Chiefs pulled off a comeback in Super Bowl 58. Down by three in overtime, Patrick Mahomes connected with Mecole Hardman for a touchdown, winning the big game. Our Wendy Gillette is at the game in Vegas.
Super Bowl 58 was a nail-biter for the history books. The big game was decided in OT for only the second time in NFL history, and it put the Kansas City Chiefs in the record books, now the eighth NFL team to win back-to-back Super Bowls. The last time was the Patriots in 2004. The Pats were also part of the only other Super Bowl game to go into overtime, when New England beat the Falcons in 2017. This is the Chiefs' third Super Bowl win in five seasons. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Las Vegas.
The final score, 25-22. Overseas now, the battle in Gaza rages on. Israel says it has rescued two hostages held by Hamas. The BBC's Eileen McHugh has details on Israel's latest raid.
Reports from Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip say the Israeli military has carried out its heaviest bombardment of the city since the conflict began 4 months ago. Local residents told the BBC that as well as airstrikes, helicopters and boats were participating in the attack in the early hours of Monday morning.
Palestinians say the raid also killed at least seven people. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back in the hospital. The Pentagon says it's because of an emergent bladder issue. CBS's Eleanor Watson has more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has transferred his duties to the Deputy Secretary of Defense while he remains in the hospital and is receiving treatment. Earlier, Austin was hospitalized for 2 weeks for complications following treatment for prostate cancer. He received criticism for keeping that hospitalization a secret for several days.
But this time he notified the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the White House, and Congress. A world-class runner has died in a car accident in Kenya. The BBC's Grant Ferret.
Kelvin Kiptum set the world record in the Chicago Marathon last October. His winning time of 2 hours and 35 seconds slashed more than half a minute from the previous record. He was due to compete in this year's Paris Olympics. Kiptum was at the wheel of his car when it crashed outside the city of Eldoret. His Rwandan coach was also killed. Police believe no other cars were involved. Kenya's sports minister said the country had lost a special gem.
The cameras were clicking as King Charles III was seen in public for the first time since his recent cancer diagnosis. Walking beside Queen Camilla, Charles arrived at St. Mary Magdalene Church, walking with an umbrella by his side. The appearance came a day after he expressed thanks for the messages of support he's received from the public. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
The interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
ground.
Essential last crack on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That was Icicle from Last Crack's Uprising album released in 2019. The song before that really does not need an introduction, does it? My Burning Time. It's probably one of the most well-known Last Crack songs out there for sure. Essential Last Crack. What's your Essential Last Crack? Send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us, and I promise you I'll get that double dip of Last Crack that is your Essential Last Crack every Saturday, 11 o'clock here during the Max Inc. Heavy. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. And by the Lazy Elf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at thelazyelflounge.com. I've got new music from Sum of Souls, Revolution X, and Mickey Magnum. We'll hear all that right after New Abaddon's End. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shield, sword against blade, light of the valor, mace against shield. out against blade, burning the shadow. Brock came down like thunder, the king darts like lightning. Ringo bit the Dark Lord, who's never healing rightly. The king fell into the crater, the Dark Lord's foot on his stair. With one last burst of rage, he cut his foot in half.
Heavy on Civic Media, we are local music with Mickey Magnum and Avenging Spirit. Revolution X and their latest one, 12-Gauge Remedy and Abaddon's End started that set off with Absence in Adolescence. Music on the way from Ash Aria. We'll do some Black Lady Jane and Droids Attack. Tomorrow on Civic Media is Badger Basketball. The men welcome Purdue, who's number two, Wisconsin number six. Badgers need to win this game after the loss to Nebraska. The best way to listen to the game is on the Civic Media app. Go to civicmedia.us or you can grab the app right now at maxincradio.com. On Wisconsin.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and the Shaw 101 FM presents the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series featuring Iron Plow. Iron Plow with special guest Bony Fingers, Friday, February 16th at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge, 200 Madison Street in Waukesha. This is a free event. The Max Inc. Radio Concert Series with Iron Plow and Bony Fingers, presented by Civic Media, the Shaw 101 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new, so I decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back. us of the materials. Greed and reflection also let them be real. What do they want from me and what do they need?
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Black Lady Jane, and that was Hollow Root. Ash Aria before that with The Burning, Sum of Souls in that set as well, with another siren song. And we started the set off with Left of Reason and Artificial. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Really appreciate you tuning in again next week, next Saturday at 10 p.m. to midnight for a handcrafted hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. And maybe tune in even earlier. 6 o'clock is when we go live across the Civic Media Radio Network each week. Love to have you along with us. We'll get out of here with some Lords of the Trident in just a couple of minutes. But right now is the Mighty Droids Attack and Claw Hammer Suicide. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back.
wanna go see a band or get a drink? You wanna know what's going on? Check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record label's reading something, does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage, www.maximum-ink.com.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.